Your financial needs aren't independent of each other, so your financial advisor shouldn't be either. At Mercantile Bank, our experienced United Wealth professionals are united to serve you and your complete financial planning and wealth management needs. Are you just starting your investment journey or need to roll over a retirement plan? Do you need to plan for a loved one with special needs or for your own life after work? Maybe your business needs a succession plan or you want to enhance your employee benefit programs. Whatever steps you need to take, our United Wealth experts are ready to take them with you. Together, we are united.
Hi, this is Ron Kincher. Welcome to Business Spotlight, brought to you by Mercantile Bank. Our guest is Jesse Sparks. He is the new owner of the West Quincy Auto Center. Yes. So it's been there for a long time.
Been there since the 1960s.
Yep, and now you have taken it over.
Yes.
Why in the world would you do something like that, Jesse?
It's needed in our area. All the car dealers right now, they have to travel to either Columbia, Missouri or St. Louis, Missouri to purchase used automobiles. And our new car stores are taking all their automobiles down, south, where they can bring them right here. Local dealers don't have to travel as far. Mm-hmm. If they don't have to travel as far, the cost is going to be cheaper when they retail it out.
Okay, and you have experience in the auction business?
Yes, I do, 28 years.
So you have a business that's Sparks Auction,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Sparks Auction Service. We've been in business, like I said, for 28 years. We own the largest auction house facility in the tri-state area, and,
you want to start over?
Yep. Go ahead.
Brain fart. Got it, Bob?
Yep.
Okay.
Wave your hand, Ron.
Okay. Brain fart there real quick.
All right. Okay. Nope. No big deal. Hi, this is Ron Kincher. Welcome to Business Spotlight, brought to you by Mercantile Bank. We're joined by Jesse Sparks. He owns now West Quincy Auto Center in West Quincy. It's been there dormant for a while now, right, Jesse?
Yes, it's been dormant for just about 8 months now.
Okay, and you're taking the business over.
Yep.
You do have experience with auctioning.
Yes, sir.
With Sparks Auction Services. Service. Okay, why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
I've been in business for 28 years. Like I said, we are the largest auction house in the whole tri-state area. We sell anywhere from farms to household to homes. We do it all. We're licensed mm-hmm. in Missouri, Iowa, Illinois.
Now you just decided to open up to take over the auto auction place over in West Quincy.
Late 1990s.
Just what you needed to do.
Yes.
Add more to your plate.
Always have more. They always have more. But, yeah, in the 1990s, I actually worked for the auto auction there in West Quincy. And then it got to a point where, I opened my own car lot. So we had that, and I did not work there no more. But I have auctioneered at West Quincy. I did the auction for a long time in Kirksville, Missouri, selling the auto auction up there. That is no longer in business either.
So you're basically filling a need.
Most definitely.
So you're doing this out of your charity of your heart, or I'm assuming you want to make some money out of this too.
We're hopefully going to make some money out of it.
Okay, but this is something the area needs.
Most definitely. Like I said, the dealers that's here local, they have to travel down south to like Columbia or St. Louis to be able to buy their automobiles. If they're having to travel that far and pay higher rates and fees, they're going to charge more for their automobiles once they get them back to Quincy, Illinois, this area.
Okay, but so how many of the folks around here buy their cars online now instead of going face to face to the auctions?
I don't think very many. It's not as popular as a household auction or a farm sale
right.
that they're doing now. The online auction hasn't hit that peak yet for the for car dealers.
Oh, really? Okay. Even I thought maybe it would have changed with the pandemic situation. Less face to face, and people were getting online to buy their cars.
No, if you go to the big facilities today, there'd be 2,000 people standing there trying to buy cars.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So, is your market the new car dealers or the used car dealers, or
both.
A mix of everything?
Both. We get the used cars from the new car dealers, and the used car dealers, if they've had an automobile that they've been sitting on for a while, they bring it to us, sell it, and purchase something different to put a new eye, on a new eye candy on their lot.
Okay, where are you getting your cars in? From some of the car dealers?
All the dealers. We are a wholesale auction. But the individuals, like say yourself, if you had an automobile that you've put on Marketplace and nobody's interested in it, you can contact us at West Quincy Auto Auction there, and which is now Sparky Auto Sales. But anyway, you can take it over there. We can sell it for you.
Okay, so you are getting your cars. You're not going to auction yourself.
No, I'm not going to auction myself.
So you're getting
it's
the cars
signed in.
Okay, now you don't own the cars then?
Nope.
So you're doing the bidding of your customers just like a regular old auction?
Just okay. like a regular auction,
sorry.
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense. Sorry. Yeah, now, in the market, there is a lack of lower-end cars, from what I understand, like the cars you would buy your son or daughter to go off to college in, or, you know, your first car. Is that the case with what you're going to be offering, or is that a need you'll be able to fill?
Yeah, the that $3,000 to $6,000 yes. mark is really tough. It's really hard to find all those cars, and that happened when they did the old cash for clunkers. Mm-hmm. That's what killed that market on those cars.
But are you able to find some of those now?
There is some of them out there, but there's not a ton of those left. I mean, that's the hard market. It's going to be another 5 years before you start to see that big swing happen again.
Okay, so getting back to the – so an auto dealer, a new car auto dealer, would get a used car, can't sell it, they bring it to you to sell.
Yes.
So – then you're reselling that car to other auto dealers.
Yes.
Even though it's a car that an auto dealer doesn't want necessarily.
Well, what happens is like you would just use one of your new car stores right here in Quincy.
Correct.
If you took a vehicle to them that has 160,000 miles on it and the car is 8 or 9 years old, they don't want that car on their lot.
Right.
They want to run it through an auto auction. And then a used car dealer, he wants that car to put on his lot. It's going to be a good and trustworthy car, but it's not what they want sitting on a new car store lot.
Okay. Now, do you have a service center, so to speak, on your lot to make sure or to go over the cars that everything's hunky-dory before put it out there?
See, when they're actually sold, they're sold either as-is, which means that car probably has some kind of issue.
Right.
Or they're sold with a ride and drive, which means that car is good in every way and ready to go.
Okay, and then, but you do not sell, like I could not go as an individual and buy a car at your auction?
No, you couldn't.
Okay, so is there a specific license or something your customers have to have?
Yeah, they all have to have a dealer's license in either the used or the new car service.
Okay. Now, who would your customers be? Can they come from anywhere to come to these auctions?
Oh, yeah, we'll have people all the way out of Iowa, again, Missouri, and Illinois uh-huh. all traveling into that auction.
Okay, so and you're starting your auctions.
Yes.
By the time this airs, you might be on your second or third one. They're going to be on Wednesdays, right?
Yep.
So when you... So it's been dormant for 8 months.
Yes.
So how did people know? I guess you're reaching out to everybody, letting them know you're there now.
We're doing foot travel. So you're pounding the beat. We got guys spread all over the tri-state area that's running, going to every car dealer that's out there, new and used, talking to them, getting mm-hmm. them signed up with our service.
What's been the response?
Very happy. A lot of these people right here, even your local new car stores, are tired of driving so far to get rid of mm-hmm. merchandise. Because if they ship it to an auction down south, they have to have a representative go down south. So you're paying a man for 8 hours for driving down watching an auction happen.
So the people that bring the car to you have to stay there for the auction?
Some of the dealers do, some of the dealers don't. Some of the dealers will just bring in a car and they'll just write down roughly what they're needing out of that. And if it gets real close, you sell it. If not, you call them up real quick and they say yes or no.
Okay. All right. Are you going to have anything available online? Or is it strictly going to be face-to-face?
It's all strictly face-to-face.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in.
You betcha.
You're filling a need for the community and everybody. Hopefully that'll reduce the cost of cars for everybody around here, right?
Because trucking is so expensive right now.
I mean, right.
You know, that's a lot of it added in. So.
All right. Jesse, thanks for coming in.
You betcha.
Jesse Sparks with West Quincy Auto Auction. I'm Ron Kincherf. This has been the Business Spotlight brought to you by Mercantile Bank.
Your financial needs aren't independent of each other, so your financial advisor shouldn't be either. At Mercantile Bank, our experienced United Wealth professionals are united to serve you and your complete financial planning and wealth management needs. Are you just starting your investment journey or need to roll over a retirement plan? Do you need to plan for a loved one with special needs or for your own life after work? Maybe your business needs a succession plan or you want to enhance your employee benefit programs. Whatever steps you need to take, our United Wealth experts are ready to take them with you. Together, we are united.
Muddy River News. Our home, our news.